This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Can I just say one thing, Don?
Sure.
You're not Don.
It stands,
but it's Don. Not!
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey everyone, welcome to ENN.
Ray Rowe.
I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Don.
I use Old Spice deodorant.
And I'd like to say good evening to Don again.
She gets on the phone to call her best friend, Susie yeah. Sheep.
I'd like to say good evening to Don.
I think I'm going to go out and get myself a windmill.
And I'd like to say good evening to our caller earlier from Saratoga.
Stop it! Stop! Please! Stop. My God.
It's so good. It's so damn good. All right, let's jump into some diamond notes brought to you by Two by London, the engagement shop at London Jewelers, and talk a little bit of New York Yankees. If you missed it earlier, I recommend you go download the podcast or watch the video on Yes's Twitter. I think I might have already posted it. Yeah, or mine as well. We had Anthony Rizzo on. And I asked him about how he handles his thoughts on Joey Gallo's struggles.
We've all struggled before, and when you're struggling, it sucks. But Joey's, you know, he's been a big leaguer for a long time, and he's a great person. He works hard. He's a great teammate. So all the little things that go into it, you know, the results in this game on the outside world, I guess, define you, but on the inside, that's not what really defines you in this clubhouse. And, you know, we all have great conversations, but really enjoy hanging out with Joey. Baseball-wise, it's just, you know, sometimes when one thing clicks, it just goes off. And he has a pedigree of hitting a lot of home runs in a short amount of time and a long amount of time. So when that does go off, hopefully it's something to we could all just sit back and enjoy.
Don also asked Rizzo about Aaron Judge's incredible season.
He makes this whole train run. He's everything that I ever thought he was, plus more, and I love playing with him. I love getting to know him more and more, our friendship, how he works, how he prepares every day. It's just, you can't say enough about him, and you just see it. You see the results paying off.
Sounds like a Don, I'd go as far as saying it sounds like the kind of guy you want to re-sign and keep to be a part of
yeah,
the future of this team.
Absolutely. And the Gallo stuff, you know, hearing the cutback, you know, he'll hit a lot of home runs. Like, it's not – that's what he's here for. Like, he didn't say anything about, oh, don't worry, he'll start getting more hits. The batting average will go up. No, it is what it is. He's on this team for his glove,
and
he can run into a big home run for them.
That's a really good point.
But it's kind of revealing, though, Peter, when you think of it, like, but even 1-for-3, and he's got a better on-base percentage over the last few weeks. He led off the ninth inning. They pinched hit for him for Judge. So they didn't have any faith that he'd run into one last night to tie the game. That's why I'm telling you, they're not going to let Joey Gallo hurt them. They just won't.
All right. Let's move from your Yankees to your New York Knicks. And here's Tim McMahon talking about the Knicks and potentially being the front runner for Donovan Mitchell.
The list absolutely starts with the Knicks, and it's no secret at all that the Knicks have been trying to set this up for years with, you know, hiring Johnny Bryant, who was Donovan Mitchell's the assistant coach he worked with on a daily basis, all the CAA ties, you know, showing up, sitting courtside at the Jazz's playoff opener when Mitchell happened to be facing Jalen Brunson and the Mavericks. And they've got all the picks. You know, they can make a deal that would be very attractive to the Jazz, who, you know, they're looking for a stockpile of picks. They're looking for young talent. They're looking for financial flexibility. The Knicks can offer all that. And I think it's just going to be tough for another team to beat the kind of package that the Knicks can put together.
By the way, before we even react to that, Don,
mm-hmm.
let me close out Diamond Notes.
Do it.
Which was brought to you by Two by London, the engagement shop by London Jewelers. Pick or design the perfect engagement ring to fit every budget at any of their six area locations. Doesn't it seem like for the Knicks to be in the conversation to get a player, it requires the moon, the sun, the stars, the White House, the Capitol, the Supreme Court, everything must line up perfectly. You must hire family members.
Right.
Doesn't it seem like there's more required for people to even fantasize about someone coming here than any other organization?
Yeah, it's crazy, right? Now, I don't know whether it's because we spend so much more time on them than any other team, so we're kind of have the intimate knowledge or feeling of every time there's a move to be made. So how often that happens with other organizations, I don't know. But it does seem like you're pulling teeth, right? Because it's been a long time. They haven't won since 73. They don't seem to be getting any closer. Because ultimately, these guys want to go and win, right? That's what they're hoping for. And Utah gave it a ride. They had a couple of great regular seasons, fizzled out in the postseason, and that's it. I kind of feel bad that they're giving up on it, it seems like. But trying to get a deal always seems like you're running through an obstacle course to make it happen. It's frustrating.
Don, did I ask yesterday about the home of the Oakland A's? I did, right?
I don't think you did, no.
Ring Central Coliseum?
Well, Ring Central, I think, has, because there's the Ring Door Cam, so it's something to do with security, something of that ilk.
Like Ring security cameras. All right, I'll play along. I'm with Don.
Okay.
I love that guess. Mm. This is one of those where I honestly don't know what they do.
Yes.
It's an American publicly traded provider of cloud-based communication and collaboration products and services for businesses. So
it's not that. It's nothing.
Okay.
Well, it's not the cloud thing, because I'm ignorant with all this stuff, but the cloud word, it sounds like, if I'm a business and I need to have a lot of things that have been downloaded, like secured, that this is a company that can help old files, clear out computers for me, information, pictures, things that I need stored somewhere.
Again, you're just saying words. Now you're playing the game.
Well, somebody has to do that, right? Like, there's the cloud.
Yeah,
like,
but
I
cloud
get
is
a new computer, because apparently when Marco is done playing Roblox, he decides how far can I throw the computer, and it's shot. So I had to go to the Apple store. So I got to make sure that everything's, all the pictures, all the things that Nancy used on the computer is stored somewhere. Well, somebody's got to do that. And I would think for businesses, there's a lot to store.
I think cloud may be as overused a word in commercials as anything. They just throw the word cloud around in this abstract way. Yeah, I have iCloud, okay? If you have an iPhone, it backs all your stuff up. Boom, you're good. There's an option you have if you have an Android, too. Right. Okay. I mean, how many people do I need to protect my pictures?
Well, but if you're a business, then you probably have a lot more than the average person has on their iPhone or iPad. But again, how does this affect some guy deciding to go to an Oakland A's game with his family, eating popcorn, eating hot dogs, watching the A's get thumped 10-1, going, you know, my business really needs a place. There was a place that I could store all of my documents. I think I'm going to go out and get myself
stadium.
A window.
Okay, the Denver Nuggets and the Colorado Avalanche. I know this one.
That's Ball, right?
They play at Ball Arena, and that is the stadium owned by LeVar Ball. It's also known as the Big Ball Network.
Ball's the network that they're on.
So it has nothing to do with Big Baller brand.
Are you sure, Don? Because I have a different description here. And I actually love this. This is my favorite one of all of them.
All right. So Don was wrong when he guessed it was the network.
Yeah, I thought they played on – well, I'll Don't they play on Altitude Sports? Isn't
that
the
Altitude
network?
No, Altitude Sports is gone now. I thought it was renamed Ball. I could be wrong.
Well, maybe it is renamed Ball after this company, but they're more than just a TV channel. I have here that Ball Corporation is an American company headquartered in Colorado. It's best known for its early production of glass jars, lids, and related products right. used for home canning.
Now I do know. Like, listen, it's
they make a hell of a can.
But if anybody listening who's got grandparents, okay, and the grandparents are still with you, that's great. And they have a garage. You will go through that garage, and you will find a glass jar full of nails. That glass jar will say Ball on it.
Wow.
It's a thing. It's a thing that no longer is a thing. Because who's storing nails in a glass jar unless you're 97 years old? But there's no way that company is going to have the money to sponsor an arena. So I'm wondering, could they be sponsoring the network? Every time I watch an Avalanche, I think it's the Ball is like the television network. Am I confused now with something else, Anthony?
I remembered it as Altitude.
Yeah, but I think Altitude's gone now, and I think there was. Do you think a glass jar company?
If it depends,
certainly
if they
not.
Make, no, hold on, hold on, hold on.
Well, why if, not? If they're as prevalent as what you just described, Don, then they own the market.
Right. If you just said literally, if you have a jar, it's Ball.
Let's just say that I'm right about this, okay? Well, who's using glass jars? Well, I'm making jam tomorrow, and I just don't know what to do with all of it. I'm out of Tupperware. You know what I need? I need a glass jar.
Don, I got news for you, buddy. With the legalization of weed,
glass jars are everywhere. Wow.
Glass jars are needed.
You know what? That's talking through something.
See? We got somewhere.
Wow.
I'm a fabulous driver.
And where are they, Don?
Yeah, Denver, Colorado. Colorado, if I'm not wrong, led us to the promised land. No?
That's right. It did.
That's the state.
Sure.
They had $13 billion in revenue in 2021.
And I have a question. They had $13 billion
$13
in revenue.
Ball Corporation, not the arena for the but yeah, whatever they do, that's $13 billion. Metal containers, packaging, space manufacturer, $13.81 billion.
Don, let's keep going further, though, okay? Not only do you need glass jars for the Bubonge, what's the name of the football stadium in Denver?
Oh, that wasn't that Empower?
Yeah, but what's the classic traditional name?
Mile High.
That's right, bro.
Oh, wow.
Think about it, bro.
Now, let me ask you this, because this is gonna date me. Now, I did not really partake growing up, but my friends did.
Okay.
And so what they would do, you need rolling paper.
Sure you do.
So.
Well, that's why we're getting to next. Zigzag Arena. They have the Portland Trailblazers.
The ones that they used to always buy was Easy Wider.
Sure.
And, it's funny because everybody was buying it for the marijuana, right? But they really think that people were rolling their own cigarettes? You know, when that 18-year-old kid would come in, you really think he's going home, putting on his cowboy hat and rolling his own cigarette?
Well, Don, every gas station or mart you go to,
yes.
Behind the counter, it's literally – and this goes back my entire life. It's just filled with products to roll weed in. Even when weed wasn't remotely legal. I mean,
right. You
look behind the thing, it's Dutch Masters, White Owls, Philly Blunts, Backwoods. They're at every single mart, Don. It's like, who's smoking a Backwoods? If you just smoked a Backwoods without weed in it, you'd die.
When I was smoking cigars, all right, like 20 years ago when I was like smoking like three a day.
Wow, you were going hard then.
And I was going crazy. There'd be times where, you know, I Romeo and Juliet were always the ones I'd get. Love it. But it got to be pretty expensive. But there'd be a time where, like, I'm in a mood for a cigar. I'm cruising around. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. Let me start up at the Garden State. And then you'd have to get, like, you know, a Dutch Masters. You know, and obviously people are buying it to hollow it out and smoke weed. But if you actually smoke a Dutch Master, it's not a great experience.
I would imagine it's like death on earth. It's like actual death. You ever smoked a Black and Mild?
That's what Cuber was saying when I was tripping on mesk in 84.
And then also behind the counter, would you get the hardcore magazines like this?
Sure. It's a good time.
That's where it was at.
And that's what
brings us. No, Michael K.
What you,
to the home of the Miami Heat, Black and Mild Arena. It's a crazy time. It's a crazy time, people.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, let's get to a bit more in ENN. How about we talk a little, we continue on with the Knicks situation. Chris Canty was on with Greeny earlier, and Chris says Donovan Mitchell to the Knicks has to happen.
He was on for Greeny, not with Greeny, because that would require Greeny to work.
Oh.
You have the young players that the Jazz would be interested in. RJ Barrett aside, you could be talking about Emmanuel Quickley. You could be talking about Obi Toppin, none of which would I have any reservations with moving on above if it means I get Donovan Mitchell. You're talking about a 25-year-old all-star. These guys don't come available, Carlin. He has extensive playoff experience. And Carlin, I just think with all of the different connections, Donovan Mitchell to the New York area, Walt Perrin, the assistant GM of the Knicks, used to be a member of the Utah Jazz front office. All the Leon Rose had CAA basketball relationships with the Utah Jazz. All of these different connections seem like they're lending themselves to this deal happening at some point this summer. It just feels like it's too many things in alignment for it not to happen.
Here's what I would say to Chris. All right, you're looking at it from the Nick perspective. If you are willing to give those pieces up, are you really blowing the Jazz away? Like, if you're, I'll give up these, but what do I want these players for? Why would the Jazz want them? Now, the picks, that's one thing, because then you could stockpile a bunch of picks, and if they can give up 8 of the 11 that they have over the next 7 years, well, maybe you're talking, but it's like, what do we care if we get rid of Quickley and top it? Well, if you don't care, then why would the Jazz care? He sounds like a typical fan, like not realizing that it takes two to tango, and if you've got a player that they don't have to trade, Peter, why would they want, as Michael Kay would say, your flotsam and jetsam?
It's been a while since I heard flotsam and jetsam.
Was a great metal band. Well, great is strong. I got to get off that word. It was a metal band in the 80s. Had a song called Harry Carey. It was very good.
Now, we teased this earlier, and it must be played. Don was on with Dave LaGreca earlier. That's his brother. Busted Open Radio on Sirius XM. And here's Dave talking about how rants run in the LaGreca genes.
My dad, because you bring up my father, and I'm glad that you did. Because my dad, like, I would get an F, you know, which happened from time to time. And my dad was like, you know what, Dave, you just got to do better. And then, like, I get fired from a job that I had. And he's like, come on, Dave, you got to take things a little bit more serious. And then Aaron Pierce would drop a pass from Phil Simms, and my dad would be screaming like it's the end of the world. I think there's like some kind of frayed connection when it comes to the LaGrecas.
What do you think of this analysis of the LaGrecas?
Oh, it's true. I mean, we get it from our dad. The point I made on the show was that my father was a slow burn. Like, he's right. He would be cool until he wasn't cool. And then when he wasn't cool, it was
out the window. Forget it.
And I think I'm like that, right? Like, it's not like I rant every day. My brother's a maniac. All right? He needs help. But I think my rants come few and far between because it takes a certain combination of things to get me going. And that was like when my dad was. He's right. I don't think Phil Simms ever threw a pass to Aaron Pierce, by the way, but I don't want to be nerdy and correct him. But like out of nowhere, then it would just be like a volcano erupted. But you wouldn't know when, and you wouldn't know how. It would just happen. So I think that's where we get it from. Because I'm not doing it every day.
Let's hear just a little taste of Dave, who then went into a rant with Don there about wrestling. Let's hear Don's brother Dave having a LaGreca moment just for a minute.
You're talking about NWO, Sting all of a sudden. The NWO coming down and saving Sting, which makes absolutely no sense whatsoever, because
really
it was
it.
Sting that went up against the NWO. So in what world would the NWO be saving Sting, Mickey? Have you watched wrestling before? Do you know anything about pro wrestling? I don't know. The Monday Night Wars was what? The biggest time in this business? The NWO was the biggest faction who went up against the NWO? Sting? And by the way, Mickey, not that you asked about it, but I'll include it, is why the hell did Triple H, of all people, have to go over Sting at WrestleMania? The poor guy, for years, wouldn't come to the WWE because he was afraid he was going to get squashed by the WWE, because that's all the WWE. As all these legends from WCW came in, they got squashed one by one. So let's bring in Sting and have him lose at WrestleMania 31. Triple H, is that what you wanted to talk about, Mickey?
I mean, it happened nearly 10 years ago.
Now, does any of this make sense to you? Because it doesn't make sense to me. I'm not a wrestling guy. Did any of that make sense?
Yeah, it all made sense.
Okay, well, because what happened was he's not
a rambling moron. He's just a crazy person.
It was Mickey James and Tommy Dreamer were his co-hosts.
Mm-hmm.
So what Mickey did was to say something that would set my brother off in a rant, and then Tommy would say something to me to get me off on a rant, and then they judged who had the better rant.
But that sums up the difference, though. You don't really know how to fake rants.
I didn't fake it. He irritated me by the fact that he says he's got an autographed Judge jersey, and it's got Judge on the back.
Oh, well, that actually legitimately disgusts me.
And I didn't realize, I said, Tommy, I didn't realize as a professional wrestler that you liked participation trophies, and that, because he loves every team. He loves the Mets, loves the Yankees, loves like 30 of the baseball teams. that wrestling's a participation trophy. Like, oh, let's not upset Tommy Dreamer. Let's give him the belt because we don't want him to cry if he loses.
now, we talked Yankees earlier. Let's get over to your New York Mets. Let's hear from Tomas Nito. The significance of taking 2 of 3 from the Braves.
Feels good. Just kind of, I feel like the vibe was like everybody was freaking out outside of this clubhouse. So I'm sure it feels good for everybody to see that. The season is not over. No, I'm kidding. But it was a lot of fun to play a series against a team that's neck and neck against us, and we look forward to seeing them again.
So I guess you guys have heard the noise that the season ended last week.
Yeah, well, we just joke about it. So we don't really take it.
Nothing like media laughing. It's
your favorite. Now, speaking of the aforementioned Mets, who did just take 2 of 3. From the Braves to hold on to that NL East first place position. Pete Alonso is confirmed for the Home Run Derby next week.
Yes.
Yay!
Great lineup. I know you're not.
You give good lineup.
I know you're not a huge Derby guy, but Alonso, Soto, Acuna Jr., Pujols, and Kyle Schwarber.
It's good. I like what they're doing with Pujols. Right. This is the end of a brilliant career. Showcase him.
And now, Seattle rookie star Julio Rodriguez is in, so there are 2 slots left, 5 days until the All-Star festivities on Monday.
Now, Stanton could still do it. He was on the fence, right?
He was, as of a couple days ago. He was weighing it out. See, it's a shame that they don't do an All-Star weekend. Like, I'm going to L.A. this weekend for a day. It would be fun to do something related to the All-Star, except, oh, yeah, nothing happens till Monday.
You're on this kick again.
I mean, if it was Saturday night in L.A., imagine, Don, Saturday night Home Run Derby in L.A.? That would be a thing.
Nah.
I don't know why you argue with me on this. There's no
because
denying
the
it would be
of the
better.
Summer, who's going to sacrifice like weekends in the summer, and they don't want to give up gates on the weekend?
It's seeing the forest through the trees. They're fighting for the gate at every one of their 81 home games, but what about making it culturally more impactful by having a weekend of events, parties, etc.? All-Star weekend for the NBA is a big part of the culture of the NBA.
I understand what you're saying, but it's not as much a star-driven sport. It's in the middle of the summer.
And it needs to be more star-driven.
And weekends for these teams, it's pretty important for Major League. That's why they have the All-Star game on a Tuesday, because it's just easier to take off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
You know what, Don? Don't bother. How about they just cancel the whole thing?
Oh, listen, I'm all for that. I don't see it anymore. It doesn't do anything for me, but there are people that like it. And it's the summertime, and the kids are off, and then they watch it. But, like, on the weekends, people are doing stuff on the weekends in the summer. Even the Field of Dreams thing, that's during the week. I mean, on a Saturday, it's not going to have the same impact in the middle of the summer. It's different in the NBA when you're talking February and it's 0 degrees outside. It's tough. The competition of being outside and away from your TVs is a big draw. I mean, so I understand where you're coming from. It would not work. It wouldn't have the impact that you think.
I'm not saying it would change the game overnight. I'm just saying your All-Star game on a Tuesday stinks, okay? You guys tell me what you think. Rosenberg Radio, you let me know. All right, I feel strongly. Do you see this? So lawmakers are trying to get Dan Snyder. They're trying to subpoena Snyder to testify
right.
at the House Oversight Committee.
Who's this?
And the word on the street is...
Hello?
His plan...
Huh?
...is to continue... What did I say wrong?
No, I'm laughing at his drops. They're terrific. You don't think those terrific a lot?
I was Daniel worried Snyder. that I said subpoena.
When the House Committee is calling Dan Snyder, he's
they're
saying,
calling,
huh? they're calling, who's this?
They're calling
Hi,
Snyder.
Who am I speaking
this
to
is
please?
The response. You were
Thanks,
too focused
Don.
On
Thank
the
you.
Task at hand.
Thank you. Yeah, I was trying to get to the point of it, but but that is very funny.
I was not laughing at you. I mean, Anthony has really just become a star with the drop.
He really has. So Snyder has just been hanging out on his yacht in the middle of the ocean. So he can't be served a subpoena. Literally.
This is so stupid.
He's hiding on a yacht. What a loser.
Is football so big that it doesn't matter? And I guess that's the answer. And the other answer is that Snyder knows where all the bodies are buried, so none of the owners really. But why wouldn't Roger Goodell, for the betterment of the sport, just get rid of this guy? Who likes him? Like, really, what? I can't imagine any of the owners care for him. Like, either your opinion on Daniel Snyder is either complete indifference or hate him. Like, there's nobody that likes him.
No.
If he disappeared from the face of the earth, no one would bat an eye, and everybody in Washington would celebrate. So why are you letting him get away with all this? Is it really to the point where if they did that, then all these owners would be shaken because he would tell all the state secrets? Well, make some deal with him. Give him $1 billion. Tell him to take a walk. Whatever. Do whatever. Get rid of the guy.
I know. You just know that this keep dragging on. It's never going to end. It's going to keep happening. That will do it for ENN on this Wednesday evening. Let's spend the next half hour talking to you, the people. Angry Yankee fans. Happy Mets fans. Happy Yankee fans. Angry Met fans. Knick fans. Curious about Donovan Mitchell. Knick fans who would move R.J. Barrett. Who would not move R.J. Barrett. Bill Goldberg's friends and family. 1-800-919-3776. Peter and Don to take you home till 7 o'clock right here on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.